Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Is it Saturday, number 3,000 for the Cal Ripken of public address announcers?
Yeah, it's Saturday, 3,000. And, you know, when you call me, when you compare me to Cal Ripken, I didn't have to worry about 200-pound guys sliding into second base taking aim at me. My biggest decision is what's for dinner in the press room. So,
did you ever think you'd make it to 3,000?
I thought I had a shot. I mean, there's so many things that the biggest thing, you worry about your health to make sure you stay healthy. But I've been very lucky with that, but I knew it was going to happen.
The first game in the streak goes back to 82 at Arlington Stadium. What do you remember about game number one in the streak?
You know, my first game, Chris, was on April 4th, 1983, and the thing that I remember most about that is the Rangers were opening the 1983 season, and 2 weeks before that, I was at a radio station in Nashville that hosted the Grand Ole Opry, and I was introducing Barbara Mandrell on the Grand Ole Opry 2 weeks before that. 2 weeks later, I'm introducing Buddy Bell playing third base for the Texas Rangers, and that game that night was up against the Final Four that featured the University of Houston and Phi Slamma Jamma, so the attendance at Arlington wasn't that great. We only had about 13,000 people for opening night, but it was my first major league game, and I'll remember it forever. But I remember having a great time the whole night.
So do the Texas Rangers just call this radio guy in Tennessee and say, you'd be a great public address announcer, can you come on down?
You know, I had worked for a guy named Larry Schmitto in Nashville, Tennessee, as his public address announcer for Nashville Sounds games. And Larry became the vice president of marketing for the Rangers. And he called me in December of 82 and then said, hey, I'm taking a shot in the dark. And he says, I know you got a lot going on at the Grand Ole Opry and television shows and things. And he said, do you want to work in the big leagues? And I first said, no, I think I'm going to stay put, Larry. But I got to thinking about it and always loved baseball and thought about, you know, what kind of career I was going to have if I stayed in Nashville. And I thought, you know what, I want to be a part of baseball. And I'd been to Texas before, and I love Texas. And so I made the decision in around February to make that move. And by April 4th, I was announcing games at Arlington Stadium.
Have there been any extremely close calls during those 3,000 consecutive games, Chuck?
There have been a couple. You know, the 1 year I went to Kansas City, I did 81 home games for the Royals, and I had a game there it was a Saturday in April, and it was a real cold, rainy, chilly day, and I woke up, get ready to go to the ballpark, and I thought, I'm really not going to be able to make this. And I ended up going to the ballpark and trying to work through it and just felt horrible. And they ended up calling the game because of rain. And I went back home, and I didn't wake up until the next day for a doubleheader in Kansas City. That was one day, but then the other one was here in Texas. About 4 or 5 years ago, I had neck fusion surgery, and they didn't think I was going to be able to find a period of time where I could get about 4 or 5 days and have the surgery done and get back at the ballpark. But I had the surgery done on a Friday, and the Rangers were out of town. And by the next Friday, I was back in my seat bringing guys up to bat.
You have seen just about every significant moment in franchise history going back to the early 80s, and I know this is probably tough. Is there one moment, Chuck, that stands out above all the rest as the most memorable for you?
Yeah, Chris, when you invest emotion, passion, and and into a franchise like this, and then you're there on a daily basis, and you worry about how many people are going to show up. But when you can win an American League pennant for the first time, and have Neftali Feliz strike out A-Rod in Game 6, October 22nd of 2010, and you hear Eric Nadell say the Rangers are going to the World Series, that there's not too many moments other than – there's one other that I think might could pass that, and that's to announce the Rangers as the world champions of baseball. But to win that first pennant, that's the biggest moment for me.
We have had Saltalamacchias. We have had Incavelias over the years, Chuck. Has there been one name that you ever had difficulty with?
You know, I'm very lucky that I've got that I've worked with some of the best in the business, number one being Eric Nadell and, of course, the great Mark Holtz. And I always check with him, how are we going to say this guy's name? Now, you have those other times where, you know, there's just some other words that cause you to have problems. But, you know, to make sure that's one thing that I've tried to make sure over the years, make sure we don't mess somebody's name up. But Incavelia was a challenge. And, you know, those are the type that you announce a couple of times before you actually do it over the PA system as they're coming up. So to make sure you got it right. But you're Saltalamacchia, but. You know, and then the other clubs, you know, I can remember I didn't check on one was Shigetoshi Hasegawa when he was pitching for the Angels. And luckily I had heard that on television a couple of days before, and it came back to me, so I got that one out there. But, you know, it's always best to make sure you can check and make sure that we're all on the same page on how we're going to say somebody's name.
You have taken introducing our favorite Texas Rangers to an art over the year. Is there one over the years? Is there one that you have enjoyed bringing them up to bat more than anybody else, just because you love the way it sounded?
Steve Buschel. When you introduce Steve Buschel coming up to bat, and you say Buschel, and the crowd boos along with you. That is almost as good as a payday. I've actually been in line at a grocery store, and somebody will ask me to do that, and they like that. You know, Juan Gonzalez. When Juan would hit a big home run, that was always good. But you know, any time you can get a big cheer by just saying two words like Nolan Ryan or Pudge Rodriguez is really special. But to have people imitate you and say they appreciate what you do, that's pretty special.
You planning to still do this for a while? Please say yes.
You know, Chris, I had a tour group come here through here the other day, and I mentioned that you know, this is a great place. They were looking at the new ballpark and said this is a great place to go to work. And one of the guys raised his hand and says, "Now you say work. Is this really work?" And, you know, Chris, I can't say that I've ever really worked a day in my life, because I have fun every day here at the ballpark. And, you know, I mentioned the Grand Ole Opry. I've been very fortunate to work at two places in my career, the Grand Ole Opry and Major League Baseball, that just to be a part of things like that. I mean, it's like the guy said, I really can't call that work. So I don't have any plans on going anywhere, because I enjoy it too much.
And I was curious to know, with this bubble plan for Major League Baseball, is it possible you will be behind the public address mic for the World Series this year?
I will be behind the microphone for the World Series. I tell you what I've offered to Major League Baseball, because I put myself in the position of other announcers that would be at home announcing the World Series, and this year they can't. I asked MLB if they would reach out to these guys and have them record their batters coming up to bat from the participating teams. And when they're the home team in the World Series, let's say, for example, the Dodgers are here, the Dodgers announcer on tape will introduce their batters coming up to bat. And then I will do all of the visiting team coming up to bat, and I'll do all of MLB's pregame ceremonies before the game, and then anything they have in game. So I will be voicing things at the World Series, but I have reached out to make that offer to the the teams that would be home teams in the World Series.
That is a brilliant plan, and it says volumes about your kindness. That does not not surprise me one bit.
Well, I can't imagine your team being in a World Series or any type of playoff situation, and you can't announce the games, and it's got to be done in a bubble. I mean, it's just part of this crazy year that we've had to deal with, and I think it's something that that we can do to make it feel like a home game for whoever's going to be playing here at Globe Life Field.
Final question, Chuck. On Saturday, when you are up there in the booth for game number 3,000, what is the biggest emotion you will be experiencing?
Probably the things that I had to miss in order for that to happen, and the understanding I had from a couple of boys at my house that understood that Dad didn't make all the Little League games and didn't make some birthday parties. And probably missed out on a few things, but they understood that what the baseball schedule was, and that they'll be in the park Saturday night. So that's what I'll be thinking about.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.